the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Business, Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this session, what I wanted to talk to you about was people's opinions. Because this is one of the problems, isn't it? You know, you set off on a particular path and you're trying to do something that you've never done before. And undoubtedly, you're going to start listening to other people's opinions. It's just one of those things. It's impossible not to. You're either going to listen to your parents, maybe your brothers or sisters, or maybe your partners. And this is one of the problems we have, for example, when we're doing one of our strategy sessions, we might get a potential client on the call and they're inquiring about coaching and I'm checking to see if they're a good match for me and they're checking to see if I'm a good match for them and that I can actually help them get the result that they want. And so we have this conversation. It takes about 45 minutes. We've got a particular process that we follow to make sure that they're a good match and that I'm a good match for them, right? So what happens is we go to the end of a phone call, we make an offer, it's usually a couple of £1,000 at least as an investment in themselves. That's what self-development is, it's an investment in themselves. And if you're getting self-development and it's free of charge, then yeah, it's self-development. But if you paid nothing for something, or you paid 10 grand for something, which one do you think you're going to get the most use out of? Even though it's the same thing, it would be the one that you've paid the most money for. And so what happens is that they end up with a phone call, they go through the strategy session, and they end up with a price, and in return for that price, we aim to get them a particular result, and they go through a particular process. And then what happens is they hang up, and they go speak to their best friends, their mum and dad, their brothers and sisters, their wife or husband or partner, their mates down the pub, and the first thing that they open up with is the price. So it's crazy. It's like saying, for example, imagine being down at the pub and saying, I'm buying a car. And they go, great, which car? Not which car, how much? And you go, it's £25,000. And they go, don't want to be doing that, mate. My mate had a car, kept breaking down. Don't want to be spending 25 grand on a car. They don't yet know what the car is. They don't yet know what the car will do for them. So let's say that instead of that, they come round and they say, right then guys, I've been speaking to this guy, he's an expert at what he does, and he's managed to get me a Ferrari 430, which is worth 70 grand, and he's got it for 25 grand. It's all legit, I've got the logbook, I've got the VIN number, I've spoken to previous people he's done business with, his testimonial's all on the website, this guy's got a podcast and he loves cars and that's all he talks about. Then, when you tell them the price at 25 grand, then they're like, dude, you should buy that. Why wouldn't you buy that? It's crazy not to buy it. It's the same product. The only difference is that one, you led with a price, and two, you led with a benefit. And when you're sharing what it is that you're going to do, if you're going to be investing in yourself, I mean, I spent nearly £10,000 in March this year. I flew over to Vegas. It's not cheap. Stayed in hotels in Vegas. That's not cheap. Went and did some training with a coach. And that really wasn't cheap either. That's a massive investment. And I've had people going, you spent how much? That's crazy. I would never spend that much money. That's mental. Why would you do that? That's stupid. And that's because those people are where they are in life because of those sort of attitudes. Where I am, I would suggest, further on, because I've spent that money, I've invested in myself. And when we're talking about opinions, you see, it's not just opinions about you investing in yourself and doing coaching. I had this. When I first talked about getting into property, I was about 21, 22. I didn't buy my first one till I was 26. And the reason I didn't buy the first one till I was 26 is because my mum, that well-known property investor, and I'm being sarcastic there, she had no property. She didn't understand it. She'd done no research on it. And she begged me not to buy property. And other people down the pub, my friends at the time, told me not to do it. It's high risk. And I think I mentioned this before on another podcast. I know someone who's had a property and they attached pizza boxes to the walls. I'm like, so what? And we talked about this, to take all the pizza boxes off, a couple of hours, get a plasterer in, bish, bosh, bish, couple of hundred quid, 400 quid, paint the damn thing, another £200 unless you want to do it yourself, and you're done. So that's 600 quid. What do you think a bond is for, a deposit? I mean, by the way, not that I actually take deposits, but that's another podcast as it happens. But I'm covered. It's not, even without a bond or a deposit, so it's only 600 quid, so what? That's going to stop me from investing for the last 17 years with millions of pounds of property that allows me to wake up every day and be financially free. I literally don't need to work to bring the cash in because the property brings in the cash each and every month. We've got monthly bills, why not have monthly income? And so that's why one of the reasons why we invest in property is because that income comes in every single month. But I only know that because I've done it for 17 years, and before I'd started for 17 years, I've read everything I could on property investing. And going back 17 years ago, there wasn't actually that much to read on property investing. I remember an article in the Financial Times, and it said, to start investing in property, you need £100,000. 100 grand. Now think about this. This is a journalist working for Financial Times. They know what we're talking about, right? Of course they don't. Of course not. Why do you think they're working as a journalist? They don't understand how to invest in property. Do you think they understand lease options? They might understand a vague concept of a lease option, but they've never done one. They've never dropped 100,000 leaflets and negotiated with people who have been thrown out of their homes tomorrow because they've been repossessed. They've never spoken to anybody like that. So why would you listen to the Financial Times journalist or the Guardian or whatever your poison is, the Mirror or the Daily Fail, as we call it? Why would you listen to anybody who writes about that stuff? It's ridiculous. Just because, well, I've got a degree in financial whatever it is. It's fucking what? How many properties you got? None. Oh, I've got one that I live in. Brilliant. Well, you're unqualified to give me advice then, aren't you? Why don't you go and speak to people who've got, you know, 25 properties, 100 properties, 1,000 properties? Well, find them and go speak to them. Go speak to these people. Find out what their problems are. And I'll tell you what the problems are. You've got, like, three problems. Tenants. It's always a problem. You've got tenants as a problem. You've got washing machines. They break down, right? And the third one is boilers. That's it, pretty much. Tenants, washing machines, boilers. If you've got three things that are going to fail in your property business, they're the three. So make sure that when you're putting systems in place, you're covering all aspects of those. Get insurance for your boilers. I actually only buy second-hand washer dryers, by the way. They cost like 100 quid. I stick them in. Some will last for 6 months. Most last for at least 3 years. If I buy a brand new one, it's going to last, what, 3 years? It's like £300, £400. So that's why I do that. Like, you might have a different opinion and you might speak to other people, just put brand new in with 5-year warranties. That's great. They're paying for that and that's fine. So that's fine, right? So whatever works for them. And then you can implement one of those two ideas because you've spoken to someone who's actually got that as an experience. This is not an opinion now. It turns into experience, which you can maybe class as fact, or maybe it's not a fact, but it's experience. But what you're talking to, and the guy from the FT about property when he's got no property, is not experience. It's guesswork at the very best. My anticipation is that rents are going to increase by about 40% in the next 5 years. That's not experience talking. That's not fact talking. That's a guess. I have no idea. No idea. And when other people are talking about their opinions, that's exactly what that is. It's just an opinion. And so my success only started when I stopped listening to opinions of other people. Unqualified people, specifically. I remember doing, we were doing some speaker training, and the company paid for it. And speaker training, it was all right. It was like a one-day training. Maybe 2 days, I can't remember, it was such a long time ago, 15 years ago now. And while we're doing this training, we had a whiteboard, and I talked very passionately about my wanting to invest in property and the journey that I was on. But I think by this time I'd bought like maybe 3 or 4 properties. And each property was generating like, I don't know, £150 each. So 600 quid. I only needed like a grand, £1,500 to retire, sort of thing. Back in those days, well, we didn't have kids in those days, you see. So I was stood up the front, and I was showing people, and people asking questions. And some people were laughing. Some people were actually laughing at my ideas and my concepts. The finance guy, for example, he was laughing. And he had that, you know, that wobbly head, that know-it-all wobbly head. And they say things like, well, best of luck with that. When someone says, well, good luck with that, they're taking a piss, by the way, if you're not sure. When someone says to you, with all due respect, they're giving you a big fuck you. So listen out for those. because it's really easy. I explode, by the way, when people say, with all due respect. Because what we're saying is, with all due respect, what I'm about to say is about to not give you any respect whatsoever. So I always explode back at them. I tend to only do it the once. Well, these are people's opinions. The lion doesn't listen to the opinions of sheep. Sometimes you don't know that you're the lion. Sometimes you think you're the sheep like everybody else. Let me tell you right now, the fact that you've got, first of all, 10 minutes into this podcast, right? And second of all, podcast 56, I think this is. The fact that you're listening to the 56th podcast, you may not have been listening to it in order, but the fact that you're getting here and listening to this tells me that you're not the sheep. And if you think you still are the sheep, you're mistaken. And it's about time to step up and start acting like the lion, because that's what you are. Because you thinking you're acting like the sheep is your opinion, and your opinion's wrong. And it's all right to have an incorrect opinion. I've got lots of opinions. Many of them are wrong. Many of them are right. But you're not the sheep. The fact that you're at this point right now listening to this means that you're the lion. And it's about time you need to start behaving like the lion. Become the expert. Don't hold back. Read everything you can from experienced people in business and property. Listen to as much as you can. Get coaching in as much as you can. If you want to get fit, get yourself a fitness coach. Someone who teaches other people to get fit and got results. You want to get wealthy in property, get yourself a property coach. You want more customers, get yourself a marketing coach. And one of the things we're very good at is helping people, because we've got those three rules, right? The first rule is, number one, cut costs. That's where the spreadsheet comes in. Number two is generate cash. That's where we help people build businesses, and we help them with the marketing, usually the coaching type businesses and that sort of thing. But there are other types of businesses. We've got all sorts. We've got physiotherapists and all sorts. And then number three is invest the rest. Get yourself coaches in all three of those areas. Ideally, get the same coach, that's me, and go fill in a strategy session. Let's have a chat on the phone. And then when you go back and speak to your partner, your brother and sister, your mum and dad, don't go back and just tell them what the price is up front. Go tell them what the transformation is going to be. Now, their opinion, so if you come back and say in 12 months time, you're going to be doing this, you're going to be doing that, life's going to be amazing, they're still going to go, bullshit, stay well away, son. Daughter, stay well away. That's not going to work. That's my best Northern. Stay well away, son. It's a cult. You don't want to do that happy clappy stuff. And it's fine for them to say that, because that comes from their experiences. Their limited experiences from what they maybe see on the TV. I saw one on, it was on Sky, and they were talking about Tony Robbins. A couple of people burnt their feet. 7,000 people did a firewalk. 2 or 3 people burnt their feet and had to seek medical attention, like literally the St. John's ambulance at the side of a thing, of the American equivalent. And it was all over Sky News. And the comments in Sky News were, 7,000 people have done this, 3 people have got burnt feet. Like mild, but like, they're not, you know, the feet aren't being amputated, we're not third degree burns. They're like mild burns, right? I got mild burns when I did mine. I've done mine twice, by the way, firewalks. If you've never done a firewalk, go do a firewalk. It's one of the most amazing things you can do. From a scientific point of view, it's fine. You can go do it. It's not a problem at all. You've got to keep going. There is a mental aspect in there. But it's like, if you can do that, you can do anything. And then, when you've done that, and I remember I first started dating my wife, literally a week before I went and did the firewalk. And after the firewalk, I phoned her up and I was like on cloud nine. I was high as a kite after doing this amazing thing. I was going through my stuff at the time with child abduction and all sorts of things. I didn't think I could wake up the next day, let alone walk on burning hot coals. And I phoned her up and I was ecstatic, over the moon. And God knows how we got to another date. She must have thought I was the weirdest guy ever, because I was high as a kite. So go do a firewalk and then go tell your mum and dad about all your amazing plans when you're high as a kite. They will think you've entered into a cult, because it's just not within the realms of their reality. It's not what normal people do, but we're not normal. And not being normal is perfectly fine. I hope my kids turn out not to be normal. I wasn't normal. I was a geek at school. I loved computers and I played a lot of basketball. I was a total geek. And I got bullied for it, for God's sake. Be a geek. Just my birthday, I've just turned 44, and my wonderful wife bought me an inflatable X-Wing from Star Wars for the swimming pool. How awesome is that? Okay, I get much more geeky than that, and I embrace my geekiness now. My geekiness has made me a shit ton of cash, whereas the people that bullied me for being geeky are still working in a warehouse, for God's sake. So don't worry about that stuff. Because other people's opinions are worth nothing. Just absolutely worth zero. And you might respect the person to the maximum amount. But if their experience is limited in the particular area in which you want to become, to excel at, then their opinion is largely irrelevant. We bought a Porsche 911 and we were going to rent it out for wedding hire and that sort of thing. And, you know, if people hire Porsches for weekends, £300-400 in a weekend. The car, we bought it on finance. It cost like £340 a month. We only needed to rent it out once a month and that would cover my costs. So we'd rent it out for a weekend. The money would cover the cost of a Porsche because that's an asset, right? We're taught to build assets and not buy liabilities. If I'd not rented it, it would be a liability, because we rent it out, it's an asset. And by the way, if you ask my kids who are 8 and 11 now, they would tell you that. They would explain how to turn the car into an asset, not be a liability by renting out. And that's exactly what we did sort of 7 or 8 years ago. And sort of 10, we had two Porsches actually. We did it with the yellow one as well. This was a black convertible that we bought. And so this is what we did. And I remember my dad saying, "Oh, no, son, that won't work. Stay well away." And so we ignored him. We bought it. We rented it. It worked very well. It covered the cost of a car for the next couple of years. How awesome is that? "No, son, you don't want to be doing that. Do you like my northern..." I do feel like some sort of northern pub singer. "Not like the darlings." So... So the opinions of other people, whilst they feel valid, this is the problem with Facebook, by the way, is because now everyone's got an opinion. As uneducated as people can be on Facebook, they've got an opinion. By the way, just to finish the story, for those people who do public speaking, you'll notice that was a nested loop. Just to finish the story on Sky, all the people on Sky were saying, "Well, you get what you deserve for that burnt feet doing your firework." I can't think of anything more stupid. Well, you deserve everything you get. I guarantee the people of a person writing that type of stuff has limited success in their life. They're not prepared to push the boat out. Like, could you burn to death doing a firework? Yeah, if you fell forwards onto it and you stayed there and didn't get off it and no one was helping you, yes, you could probably die doing that. Then you can die getting out of bed and getting in the shower. But that doesn't stop you from getting out of bed and getting in the shower. But it seems unreasonable in order to do it. But I guarantee, having done it, it's worth every minute of preparation and every pound that I spent going to the Tony Robbins events, which are not cheap, you know, it's like maybe a grand or two after, you know, I mean, I flew to Italy twice to do mine. And so, look, people's opinions are everywhere. Everyone's got them. And you've got to start protecting yourself. Like, even my opinion, I've got opinions on everything. Some are right, some are wrong, depending on your perspective. But people pay me a lot of money for my opinion. They pay me a lot of money for my opinion because of all the experience that I've got putting that opinion into practice and generating a lot of income off it and building assets off it and living in the med and being financially free for the rest of my life. Touch wood, fingers crossed. You never know what's around the corner. We've just got a bill. We've got two bills coming. One's for a new boiler, £2,000, and one's for a rewire, £4,000. This stuff happens, you know. And we're fortunate because we cash flow forecast everything. We've got all the funds available. We're good to go. But touch wood, that will continue to happen where we've got the cash available and we're okay for that. I mean, we might meet a stage where that doesn't happen. Who knows what's going to happen? But those opinions of other people who've got very little experience. And I tell you what, even the people with the experience, if the guys that created MySpace talked to Mark Zuckerberg about Facebook, said, "Dude, whatever you do, don't do it. We've got it. It's really difficult." MySpace now doesn't exist. And look at Facebook. It's the number one social media platform on the planet. I was just reading about Google. Google offered to be bought out by Yahoo for $1 million in 1998, and Yahoo turned it down. And then... later on, I think it was Google, not Google, somebody else tried to buy Yahoo for something like $40 billion in 2006. Can't remember who that was now. And they turned it down. And just this week, Yahoo's been sold for $4.6 billion by Verizon, I think it was. the US telecoms company. So even those people with the experience get it wrong. The only way to go and do this, because the story's not over, you see. We have this idea that the story is over. And the story is totally not over. In fact, the story is not over until the story finishes. And the story doesn't finish until you die. So let's say you're 55 and you're living in a caravan and that's all you've got. The story's not over. What makes you think the story is over? Well, you know, how many people at 55 get into whatever? Loads of people. You just don't hear about them because they don't brag about it. You'd have to be a 26-year-old young buck to go out and make a shitload of money. Some do, many don't. Many fail because they haven't got the experience. Or they fail because they're listening to other people's opinions because they're twice their age, talking about a brand new telecoms thing that they don't understand. So look, protect yourself from other people's opinions, because generally they ain't worth shit. Protect yourself from opinions on Facebook. Very rarely do I get involved in a debate on Facebook, because their opinion is largely irrelevant, I'm sorry to say. Very rarely do I go to networking events and sit in the audience. I must admit, I do feel a calling to go to them just so I can sit at the back and be a nobody again. I would actually be quite nice and just go listen to other people without actually giving my opinion. That would be quite nice. But generally, I'm the guy on stage giving my opinion because I've got that experience for the last 17 years. And that experience made me a lot of money and it's made a lot of assets for the last 17 years. But beware of other people you love dearly, who love you and want to protect you dearly, are damaging you with their opinions by stopping you going out and doing whatever it is that you wanted to go do. So you really have to start protecting yourself and start formulating your own opinions and start formulating your own values. And so, like, actually this week, we're on holiday with the kids this week, and they've just gone off to do, wash the car while I decided to create a podcast. I've gone off with the wife, dropped the young one off at nursery. And so, actually, when they get back, we're going to do some affirmations with them. And we're going to do the Tony Robbins affirmations. Now, I am the voice. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. We're going to do some of that, and we'll shout out them out full blast, so that I can sort of integrate some of those values at an early age, for 8 and 11. Now, if you've not done affirmations, go do them. Every so often I do them, and I definitely don't do them anywhere as much. Affirmations are sort of like old school now that we've got hypnosis, which gets around the critical thinking part, and it just enables a faster track to getting those belief systems in place. Because also, when you're thinking about opinions, and you're thinking about your belief systems, what are belief systems? Your belief systems are opinions. They're not facts. So you might think, I can only earn 50 grand a year, and that's a belief system, and therefore, that's how much money you're going to earn. That's not a fact. You might be earning 50 grand a year. That's a fact. But that's not the maximum that you're capable of earning. That's not a fact. That's a belief system. And as soon as you change your belief system, you change the amount of money that you earn. And when you change your belief system, you're simply changing your opinion. And then you're changing your habits. And I hear this, you know, how long does it take to change a habit? 21 days. It's bullshit. Of course it doesn't. If I fly to England every 2 weeks, which I do, and it takes 2.5 hours, I'm going to find a shortcut, a secret tunnel, just around the corner from my house, where I go through this secret tunnel, and it takes 2 minutes of driving through the tunnel, and I end up in Leeds, 1,000 miles away. Do you think it takes 21 days to change that habit of going through that secret tunnel? Of course not. I'd do it instantly because it saves me all those flight times and all that money. I would change it instantly. It doesn't take 21 days to change a habit. That's an opinion. So can you see how opinions can be faded and then they become belief systems? When your belief systems becomes your identity. And when we talk about the identity shell, we've got all sorts of things in there. We've got experiences. That becomes your opinion. So your fear of spiders is literally an opinion connected to an emotional trigger. We call it a significant emotional event. This is one of the reasons why when we're doing goal setting and we're doing our hypnotic guided meditations and guided inductions, effectively hypnosis, and we're putting you into your future, dropping you into your timeline, and you're getting to feel how it feels, see what it looks like, hear the sounds around you, if you're feeling that success, we're attaching emotion to that future event. So that we're changing your belief system to making sure that you believe now that that's actually going to happen. But we're changing your opinion to the fact that that's going to happen. Whereas if we didn't do any of that change work, and you had a belief system that you want it, but it probably isn't going to happen, that's just an opinion. You're absolutely right. It's not going to happen. So this is where you've got to focus on your opinions. This is where it's so, so important. This is why you've got to stop listening to other people's opinions, which is why they're so unimportant. So look, we're up to about 25 minutes here. I hope that's useful for you. Start focusing and start concentrating on what you want those opinions to be. And it comes from making a decision. Grab yourself a sheet of paper, grab yourself a pen, and start deciding. That's all it is. Decisions, opinions, belief systems, values, your identity, they're all the same thing, but it all comes from a decision as to you deciding what those opinions are going to be. Okay, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto, and we'll catch up with you in the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.